Jerry Bader Show, 1021. The Milwaukee Brewers had what I would call an improbable series win over the Chicago Cubs. It wasn't improbable that they would take two of three from the Cubs. The fashion in which they did it, I think, was rather improbable. They took an 11-3 lead, I believe it was, into the ninth in game one, won 11-5, I believe. If I'm wrong on this, don't bother correcting me. I think I'm close. Then they got shut out and looked horrible on Saturday, and then they bombed the Cubs again on Sunday. What, 9-0 yesterday? Just so three blowout wins. You don't see that very often unless it's a sweep from one of the teams. They blew out the Cubs, got blown out by the Cubs, blew out the Cubs, which I missed because my daughter graduated from high school yesterday. Of course, I would gladly miss a Brewers game. Or just about anything else on this planet for that. Very exciting moment for her. I must tell you, though, she was in the front row. The front row had two false starts on standing up to go get their diplomas. It was pretty funny. Not yet. And they all got up and sat down. They all got up and sat down. And then the third time was the charm. So, yes, come fall, empty nest for my wife and me. Just seems like it was a blink of an eye. I remember, Jason's right, I'm getting old. All right, there is this. This is fascinating. This is in today's Wall Street Journal. Actually posted last evening, but it's in the print editions. Let me just read a little bit of this, because if you don't know the whole story, when I share it with you, it's going to be fascinating. Three well-known names are being investigated for insider trading. Investing giant Carl Icahn, pro golfer Phil Mickelson, and sports bettor Billy Walters. Here's the reporting, the lead in today's Wall Street Journal. A snag has hit the insider trading investigation of investor Carl Icahn, golfer Phil Mickelson, and sports bettor Billy Walters. News of the probe derailed government efforts to secretly deploy wiretaps, which have been key components of many successful insider trading cases. So the Wall Street Journal reports that this investigation going public has screwed things up for investigators, because now they can't do surreptitious wiretaps of the three targets, Icahn, Mickelson, and Walters. Here's what the Wall Street Journal doesn't report until you get later. The next paragraph. The investigation was first reported by the Wall Street Journal on Friday night into Saturday. Yeah, they broke the story, and now they're saying how their breaking the story has screwed up the investigation. Ha! You don't see that every day. By the way, whatever event Mickelson, he was at the whatever it is in Ohio, and they actually came and talked to him, investigators, because they found out the story was out, and they came and talked to him. The initial quote that I saw from Mickelson's attorney was, Phil is not under investigation. The next headline I saw is, Mickelson cooperating with investigation. Mickelson, Icahn, all of these three guys, and Walters claim they don't know each other. This apparently all deals with insider trading possibility concerning Clorox Company. And it's a little difficult to discern how Mickelson is involved. But I find it interesting that the Wall Street Journal reports, now that this thing has gone public, it's got to screw things up because they can't use these secret wiretaps, because everybody knows now. And then in the next paragraph, oh, and by the way, we're the ones who broke the story, patting ourselves on the back, which raises a question that I don't know I have the answer to. Was it a journalistic ethical lapse on the part of the Wall Street Journal to break this story as the investigation is unfolding, likely knowing that it will hamper the investigation? Right now, it doesn't sound, again, I don't know this, it doesn't sound as though investigators have enough to charge anybody with insider trading. They're investigating insider trading. Here's the other thing. If the investigation isn't concluded, is it fair to Mickelson, Icahn, and Walters to break the story when the investigation ultimately might clear them? These are the same issues that were brought up when it was reported that Ryan Braun was going through the performance-enhancing drugs or substance investigation. And at the time, those of us who believed Ryan Braun said, this isn't fair. This should have been adjudicated. He would have been cleared, and nobody ever would have known. Well, as it turned out, he was lying, and he was ultimately busted anyway. So in his specific case, that argument became academic because he was guilty. But the point at play there was that in terms of ethics of, was it ESPN, Jason, that first broke that with Ryan Braun? I thought so. It doesn't matter. Whoever first broke it, the question was, because that was all supposed to be done confidentially, they should have respected that, not broke it. Well, it turns out Braun was dirty. What if these guys aren't? What if they are, and the investigation has now been fatally wounded by the disclosure that if these guys did do something wrong, tools at the disposal of the feds to prove that are now gone, squandered, because this has gone public? On the other hand, if the Wall Street Journal had it, they had to believe or at least assume that some other news organization was close to breaking it as well. Okay, is that a reason to break it? Or should you let someone else break it and then criticize them for hampering the investigation? Or is it their problem? Is it their responsibility to worry about the integrity of an investigation? And if news organizations started doing that we would never learn anything. There was, of course, a day when investigators, when officials could go to the media and say, look, you're going to hamper the investigation if you do this. And I can't think of a current example, but I know it's happened in recent years where the media has said, yeah, you're right. We don't want to screw this up for you. So we'll go ahead and let you proceed with the investigation. I mean, this isn't the day, we're not back in the day where JFK can pick up the phone, call the publisher of the New York Times and say, don't break the Cuban Missile Crisis story, which, by the way, did happen. Other newspapers as well, I believe the Washington Post. Different world. I'm not sure how I exactly feel about this. I don't know. Because I'm in the media, and I know if I had something like that, I would probably break it. But I can also see the argument where they may be, I don't know, it's very tough. It's 10:29. I want to share a very cool email that I received just in the last half hour. Hi, Jerry. Just wanted to drop you a line and thank you for putting my wife and me onto Dr. Litwin and his proactive chiropractic weight loss program. In 1 month, I've lost 30 pounds. My wife has lost 15. We couldn't have done this with any one of the other weight loss programs out on the market. We would never have known about Dr. Litwin's program here in Sheboygan if it hadn't been for you mentioning it on your program. And a big, all caps, thanks again. You've heard me talk about it for several months. I'm off the program, but still losing weight on my own. As of Friday, I've lost 60 pounds. Her first month on the program, my wife has lost nearly 20 pounds. We're another husband and wife team for which it's worked. They're another husband and wife team. Be you a husband and wife team. Be you, you. It can work for you. Sheboygan, Wausau, Green Bay, wherever you are. But it all starts with a phone call. Call Dr. Litwin, 920-268-1386. Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.